This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Dr. Sarah Lancaster is joining us. She's an assistant professor and extension specialist at Kansas State University. Dr. Lancaster, I know that you have been very busy throughout this time. What are some of the things that you're working on right at the moment?
We are busy finalizing our plans for the field research season, wrapping up greenhouse experiments for some of my grad students. We're looking at some various herbicide evaluation trials this spring, but I'm really excited about some of the non-chemical weed control trials I'm going to get to be part of this spring. We've got one that's going to be in the eastern part of the state, looking at cover crop termination timing and planting green versus terminating cover crops a couple of weeks ahead of time, and then how planting data interacts with that. So excited to see some data out of that because that's a pretty hot topic. And then another interesting trial that we're laying the groundwork for, we're going to do some on-farm work in central Kansas looking at non-chemical rescue treatments, things like weed electrocution. So I think that'll be an interesting study and, you know, just pretty timely stuff as we think about this prevalence of herbicide resistance.
For soybean growers out there, as we get into the growing season, what are some of the issues we're seeing them face right now?
So one of the things that has been kind of a big conversation here this spring has been potential supply issues with herbicides. So throughout the spring, as I've been visiting with various reps from the chemical companies, I've been asking kind of what is their view on the supply situation. And almost without fail, they've talked about the fact that there could be some disruptions largely related to logistical issues associated with the COVID-19 situations. In most cases, it sounds like the product has been produced and it is somewhere, but it's probably going to take a while to get that product to where growers need it. I don't say these things to cause alarm. I say these things to encourage growers to be proactive and plan ahead and to try to secure your product as soon as possible. No need to be, you know, irrational about it, but just try to be very proactive. And also, you know, think about having a plan B. For most of the herbicides that we use, we have a lot of different formulations that have the same or similar active ingredients. And so it'll be important for folks to take a look at what are some of those alternatives that maybe they hadn't considered before, just so they're ready in case they have a hiccup with their supplier.
Sarah, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg. Good to join you.
That is Sarah Lancaster, assistant professor and extension specialist at Kansas State University, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.